Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And good morning. Joining us is Bloomberg Intelligence senior U.S. economist Yelena Shaletyeva. Yelena, good morning.
Good morning.
Five more days until we put a lid on the year that was. We've been through a lot, but give me your assessment of how we're positioned economically, financially, fiscally, heading into 2017.
I think the prospects are looking good. It's not going to be something extraordinary, though. While financial markets reacted sharply to the election results, the economic stimulus proposals of the new administration may be more consequential for 2018 rather than for the next year. It's just simply too early to expect any fiscal stimulus to kick in as soon as the year starts. The inauguration day is on the 20th, right? And the administration will likely jump in and try to do as much as they can as early as possible. But given the logistical issues of passing new legislation, it might not even kick in until 2018. Tax laws changes, they might take time to implement. And infrastructure spending is also known to be notoriously long to implement and to affect growth. So in the beginning of the year, it will really be important for consumer spending to continue to support growth. And that might be the case because wage pressures will start kicking in the beginning of next year.
So as much as a question mark as Donald Trump may be, we are pretty well positioned at the moment going forward into the new year.
Absolutely. Although there will be a few significant headwinds too. So let's not forget about strong dollar, and let's not forget about higher interest rates. So strong dollar can affect manufacturing, and that can put a lead on how much manufacturing can grow. For example, auto sales and auto production. We already heard about General Motors idling a few auto plants in the beginning of next year. That might be a sign of slowing growth in demand for those goods. We can also look at interest rates. High interest rates can affect housing demand. So far, we have not seen this affecting growth in home sales.
Well, how concerned should home builders be?
There could be a significant dent. So let me give you an example. In the wake of the taper tantrum back in 2013, when rates rose by a whole percentage point, and we're about two-thirds of that increase so far, that actually affected existing home sales, and they declined by 10% in several months after the taper tantrum started. So we could see declines, outright declines in home sales, going into the next year, maybe the first half of next year.
So, are lending practices, though, reformed enough that should not be a huge concern?
It should not be a huge concern in a big scale of things, because the economy will continue to grow, and wage pressures will push income growth higher. So eventually, next year, hopefully, that will outweigh any declines in home sales that result from higher mortgage rates. So overall, the economy should continue to grow. It's just not going to be something extraordinary and right away. So we expect growth in the vicinity of 2.4% for Q4 over Q4 next year. Mm-hmm. So that should be sufficient enough to support growth until fiscal stimulus kicks in 2018.
Okay. Our senior U.S. economist, Yelena Shaletyeva from Bloomberg Intelligence, thank you very much. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BI Go.